This shmooze is not a regular parasha shmooze. I'm sorry. The truth is, I prepared parasha shmooze, parasha truma. This is parasha truma, and I had a different shmooze I was going to prepare. And I'm ready to share that with you, but I'm not going to share that with you for the following reason. I am still jumping. Not as much as Moshe Daniel jumped this morning. I don't have to do flips in the air like that exactly. But I'm still jumping from this morning's event. And I want to use that as the impetus for a different idea, a different shmooze, being that we're now already in Rosh Chodesh Adar. And I want to talk a little bit about Adar, and a little bit about Bishnichas Adar Marim B'Simcha. When we got to this high school in Amid this morning in Rehovot, so we sat around a little bit, what's going on, all of a sudden the music went on, and everyone started just running up the stairs, right to the class, was pulling the guys in, and breaking out into tremendous, tremendous dance. And the first song, I think, was Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha, if I'm not mistaken. Classic opener for Rosh Chodesh Adar Mesiba. Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha. I want to ask a simple question. Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha, why is that? Why should that be? So you're going to tell me, I know why. The answer is, because what's an Adar? Purim! So I'll ask you a simple question. We have other Yom Tovim. We don't say Mishenichnas Nisan Marim B'Simcha because Pesach is in Nisan. We don't say Mishenichnas Sivan Marim B'Simcha because Shavuos Kabbalah Satorah. That is in Nisan. But all of a sudden, Adar Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha. So, what is the pshat in that? Why is it that the Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha? What is it about the Mishenichnas Adar that gets the special rank of having the Simcha month? We feel it in the air. We feel it. Something is special. Something special about that Adar. So what exactly is that? I'd like to share with you a feeling that I have. I'm not sure if it's right. But the reason I'm almost sure it's right is because I felt it this morning again. And we went to this, I'm still excited, I'm still dancing, though I'm very tired. As we all are looking around, the faces in this room right now are all about to crash. And the bus ride just now with what was supposed to be air conditioning, which felt more like heat, didn't make it better. It's true, I grant that to you. But that being said, I'd like to show you the following thought, the following feeling about what is the pshat about what's unique about Purim and Adar that gets to the special bracha of Yishnichas Adar Marim B'Simcha. That's as follows. There's a pasuk we say at a bris milah. It's also a pasuk that we say right before we blow the shofar. Sas anochi al masecha kimotze shalol rav, which means David HaMelech says, I rejoice over your word, your Torah. Kimotzei shalol rav, like a person who finds a great treasure, a great booty. What is David talking about? Sas anochi al masecha kimotzei shalol rav. Listen to the pasuk on this pasuk. I saw this in the Sefer this week with Yitzhak Naftali. I saw it in Rav Aaron Cutler's Sefer. This is what he says. Pashpasha, we can imagine this. Imagine a person's walking on the street one day. Everything is great, fine. Hopping along, a regular day. Okay, he goes this, goes to that, Makola, goes there, this, that. He's thinking about his issues, his life, whatever. All of a sudden, he's walking. He happens to step on something, and what is that? And he kicks away the sand, kicks away the dirt, and he sees under him is a treasure. It's a treasure. And what does he start doing? He starts pulling the shimmy. So it's going crazy. Out of nowhere comes this gigantic treasure. He's thinking already, like, how am I going to spend this? Where am I going to go? Why is he so excited? What's the source of his simcha, his extra simcha? Yeah, in that case, more than possibly if someone would call him up and say, no, I'm going to send you a check in the mail. The answer is, we know, probably. The reason why you would be so rejoiced and so the simcha is one word. And that is spontaneity. Spontaneous. The unexpected. When the unexpected comes, that brings with it a special amount of simcha. If it's monotony, day in, day out, routine, same thing, back and forth, it's hard sometimes to find simcha. But when there's a blitz, when there's a spontaneous situation, all of a sudden, simcha happens. And I have to tell you, I hope I'm not alone in this feeling. When I walked into that high school this morning in Rehovot, with 300 underprivileged between 7th graders and 12th graders in the Rehovot area, and to see the simcha and the spontaneity and the excitement, and the, all of a sudden the music goes and there's just beautiful, beautiful outbursts of simcha. That's what it's all about. That's what simcha is. Simcha is when there's a chiddush, when there's an unexpected, that brings with it a tremendous amount of simcha. What happened at Purim? Why not Mishnechnas Kislev, Marv Mesimcha, because of Hanukkah? Mishnechnas Nisan, Marv Mesimcha, because of Pesach? The answer is there's something very, very different about Purim. It doesn't really exist so much by other Yom Tovim. And that is this one thing. We're going to sing a lot of times over the next couple of weeks. V'nahafuchu. V'nahafuch, v'nahafuch, v'nahafuch. If I got a dollar for every time I'm going to sing v'nahafuchu for the next 2 weeks, I'd be a millionaire. V'nahafuchu. V'nahafuchu. What's v'nahafuchu? I mean, everything was looking one way. It was looking bleak, like I've stopped telling us earlier. It was looking terrible. It was looking disastrous. Churban was coming. Klal Yisrael was, it was already etched in blood. Klal Yisrael was destroyed. And then, boom. Boom, and a half of them. Punk fucker. Just the opposite. All of a sudden, the same thing that was the source for all the trouble became the source for the Yeshua. And all of a sudden, Mordechai is up on top and Haman's down below. It's just such a spontaneous story. And you can read it every single year again and say, wow, it's like a blitz. And when there's blitz, and when there's chiddush, then there is simcha. And that's the special simcha bosai of Chodesh Adar. Mishnechnas Adar Marav Mesimcha. We're already excited because it's a month of spontaneity. It's a month of chiddush. It's a month of excitement, of freshness, of newness. It's not the same old, same old. There's a break in the action. I'm walking on the street and I find the treasure. Whoa! That was the feeling I personally had this morning in this high school. Spontaneous outburst of simcha. It was just, you could touch it. It was so beautiful. Such a nice, special thing to see. I'm going to try to keep to my words about the timing of the shmooze. Everyone's tired. Just want to share one or two quick feelings about this idea of simcha, and specifically simcha that's related to chiddush, to freshness and newness. I have a Talmud who called me this week from America one night, and he was a little bit on the downside. He's in a certain institution. He was struggling. He's learning in the morning in the place that he's in, and he's in college in the afternoon in this place that he's in. Rebbe, you know, having a hard time. It's monotonous. And there's no time here to think. No time to... I barely have time to play ball. I have time to work out only once a week. And I'm just like... He was just in a rut. In a bad place. And he asked me a certain question, which I'm not... It's not really relevant so much for this shmooze right now. But the first thing I said to him, and I think it's the approach, is that you got to find and search for areas in life that are nekudos for chiddush. If you're in the same old, same old. If it's the same routine. If there's nothing fresh about it, so you're right, it's going to be boring. It's going to be lacking simcha. It's going to be lacking excitement. A person has to look in his life for things and for ways and for opportunities to find chiddush, to find newness, to find freshness in everything that he does. And if we look for it, we could find it. We could look for it in different areas. I'll give you a simple mashal. Rabosai, I took my son Eli last year. I took him to Rav Yashiv Shlita, should have Rav Shalema. I took him, after we finished this Masechta Mishnayos, I took him to Rav Yashiv for Shacharis in the morning. It was a special morning, very exciting. I left my sitter there. A little sitter that I had in my tefillin bag for the past, I don't know how many years. I liked that sitter a lot. I was very close to it. I didn't have a sitter for a while. I didn't get it. It's still there. If anybody goes to Rav Yashiv Shul and they see my sitter, I can describe it to you. I'd be happy to get it back. But anyway, my wife bought me a new sitter this week. And it was the first time the sitter was being used. I gotta tell you, the first day I used that sitter, maybe it was nice first of all to have a sitter again, but aside from that feeling, it was a certain feeling of chiddush. This is a sitter that was never used before. Wow, I'm gonna break this in with my tefillah now. My brother in America, in DRS, has a son who's almost bar mitzvah. His name is Aaron. And he put on tefillah a week and a half ago for the first time. And he was beaming ear to ear. If we think back to the way we all were, we put it until the first time also. It was like so exciting, so fresh, so new. And then, you know, I'm wearing it ready for a year, for two, for 10, for 20. Some of us in this room, only one of us in this room, and you know, lose a little freshness, a little excitement. And then we have reminders throughout the course of the year. Purim comes along. La Yehudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sa. So what's the next word? V'Yikar. What's V'Yikar, Chazal say? V'Yikar is tefillin. And Purim comes along and says the same tefillin that you were wearing all year long, that you thought was like just a pair of, you know, a box on your arm and a box on your head. It's V'Yikar. It's precious. It's amazing. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to just look for those points of chiddush in our life. And the more we look and search for points of chiddush, for the kudos of chiddush, the more simcha we're going to have in our lives. You want to get excited about a piece of Torah? You want to get excited about learning? After all, guys, come on, it's already Adar. Pesach's around the corner. There's 1 month left of this man, and that's it. A month from today, yeshiva's over. Zehu for this man. The whole long man's over in 1 month from today. Thursday is already a teal to Tzfat. A month from today, that's it. This man is over in a month. How do you find simcha and learning? I want to enjoy it, Rabbi. How do I enjoy it? The answer is, you look for chiddush. What does chiddush mean in learning? It's not only a new pshat. Oh, a geshmak Reb Chaim. It's true. It's nice chiddush. Oh, geshmak Reb Shmuel. It's nice chiddush. That's true also. You know what? Understanding the Gemara, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said that, what, you know what a chiddush is? A chiddush is a clear understanding of the sugya is chiddush. I've seen it on everyone's face in this room over the course of the year. When they understood a piece of Gemara a little bit better, a smile, oh, I got this Gemara. Oh, I do well in this Seder. That's a chiddush. Oh, what do you mean? It's not a Reb Chaim. It's not a Reb Chaim chiddush. It's true. But it's a chiddush nonetheless. More clarity, more appreciation, more understanding is a chiddush. We have to be on the lookout. We have to have our antenna up to understand that there's chiddushim all around. And the more our antenna up, the more we look for chiddush, the more our lives are going to be filled with simcha. So I give us a bracha and a charge. The bracha is Mishanichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. In YU, there's signs. Maybe they'll go up here also. They used to go up in Chris also. If David Lishitz, that's how my father's Rebbe from YU, used to put up signs in the yeshiva that says Mishanichnas Adar Marvin Mesimcha. Ain't simcha ala Torah. Simcha is Torah. And traditionally in the yeshivos, they would pound learning Torah extra in the month of Adar, all the way till Erev Pesach, because after all, we know, Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Esam Chedeh, the words of Torah make you happy. And therefore they would learn extra hard and pound extra hard. And that's the bracha and the challenge. We should be zolcha, please God, to understand and internalize. We should nichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. And what is simcha? Simcha is chiddush. Again, to look for chidushim, to have the antenna up, to understand clearer, to work harder, to understand and appreciate more the chiddush that exists around us. And please God, we'll do that. So please God, the month started off as today beautifully with a beautiful amount of simcha. Please God, that simcha will carry throughout the month. It'll be hopefully reach its high point, pardon the pun, on Purim. Please God, when we baruch Hashem azocha to the ultimate simcha, and please God, the simcha that we develop will carry with us and stay with us through the entire month, and through, please God, to Pesach, and through the entire year, and hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, for the rest of our lives. Shabbos, everybody.